בכבוד.
With your permission, this week's parasha, parashat Ki Tavo, the Gemara says always comes 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. Always the week before Rosh Hashanah is parashat Nitzavim, is next week's parasha. Always 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. Excuse me, must be Parashat Ki Tavo. Says the Gemara. The reason for that is, because this is Parasha, we have 98 curses. And we would like to have the curses behind us. So therefore, we read this in the Torah on Shabbat. And so we call in America, we are done with that. We read it, and it's behind us. So the curses are behind us. So Ezra, when he divided the parashiyot, and he decided that every Shabbat we should read parasha, we make sure that every year parashat Ki Tavo is 2 weeks before. The question is, what's really behind it? So if you read it, what does it mean? So if you read it, so it's done. You just read it from the text. No, the Gemara said it's done. The parasha starts with mitzvah of Bikurim. It's a special mitzvah. The Gemara says the mitzvah of Bikurim is from the seven kinds that only grow in Eretz Israel. And then you have to take the minimum quantity from the seven kinds. This is wheat and barley. This is grapes, figs, pomegranate, olive, and date. So you put it in a basket and you bring it to the Kohen in Yerushalayim. The amount is really nothing, according to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just take it and you bring it to the Kohen in Yerushalayim. It says in a basket, the Kohen looks at it. What do you have? It says, I brought you a Bikurim. What do you have? It's the guy said, I brought you a raisin. He lives in Tzfat, or even further, far. So he can bring a grape. By the time he brings it, might be rotten. So he dries it, and he has one raisin. He puts it in a basket. He comes over to Yerushalayim, the basket to the coin, he says, I brought you Bikurim. So what is this? He said, this is the raisin. I brought you the raisin. According to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One seed of a pomegranate, one seed of a barley, wheat, one olive. If he has, can have orchard of olive trees, vineyards, doesn't matter. That's what Hashem wants. Just one, go to Yerushalayim, give it to the Kohen. Kim Chachamim said, no, it's a little bit embarrassing maybe. Make it 1/60th of the produce. So whatever you have, so when you go bring it to Yerushalayim, to the Kohen, to the Beit HaMikdash, make sure you know exactly what is the produce, how much you have. 1/60th, bring it to Yerushalayim. Why 1/60th? Why many 1/60th? Where do you get this number? That's the halacha. This is the halacha that, again, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's enough. Minimum size, just one entity. There's one olive, one fig. A seed of a pomegranate, a seed, not a whole pomegranate even, just a seed, one little seed. Rambam says the pomegranate has 613 seeds. Some people counted it, it's true, they say. It's very powerful. Pomegranate is a very powerful fruit, very healthy, very powerful. I said 630 seeds in the pomegranate, so he takes one seed from the pomegranate, put it in the basket, takes it to Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara that only you're allowed to bring the Bikurim is only from actually Eretz Israel. It's called from the west side of the Jordan River, all the way up to the Mediterranean Sea, to the Yam HaTichon. So how about the tribe of Reuben, the tribe of Gad, and half of Menashe, they live on the other side of the Jordan River. Are you allowed to bring from there? Ma said, no. So what is the problem? Ma said, the problem is not because it's not called Eretz Israel. Maybe it considers part of Eretz Israel, maybe not. But the problem is that Gemara says it's not called Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he met Moshe Rabbeinu, the first time he tells him, listen, I'm Israel out of Egypt, I'm going to bring them to a land. This land has or manufactures or produces milk and honey. Says the Gemara, Eretz Israel, that's called Eretz Zabat Chalav Udvash. This is a land of milk and honey. The east side of the Jordan River, even though the tribe of Reuben and Gad live over there, but it's not called the land of milk and honey. Every can bring Bikurim. The question is, what is really behind it? Eretz Bikurim, the Gemara said it's a very important mitzvah. The Gemara said that people used to come to Yerushalayim, dance. And a person has, the Gemara says, an opportunity to hear a message from Hashem. Says the Gemara, Eved brought Bikurim to Beit HaMikdash, if he had the Zechut, he heard in his ear Hashem's message, that somebody's talking to him. And he said the words were, Tizkeh l'shana ba. Hopefully you come here next year. So the people came to Beit HaMikdash 3 times a year, at least, on the Moadim, Pesach, Korban Pesach. No. Bikurim, when the guy brought to Beit HaMikdash the Bikurim, he heard from Hashem, Tizkeh, you should have the Zechut to come next year. What's so important about it? This mitzvah, to bring it to Yerushalayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes out of his way and tells him, I'll see you next year. What's important? He was there Pesach. He Korban Pesach, Hashem did not tell him this. He came Shavuot, Hashem didn't tell him this. He says, when he brings Bikurim, doesn't matter. You have to bring Bikurim from Shavuot to Sukkot. He says, any day you come, the Gemara says, you can hear it. You can hear a message. It's called Bat Kol. Hashem talks to a person. You hear somebody, who said it? Hashem told you. Like Hashem gave you a blessing. The question is, what is really behind it? Rosh Hashanah is coming, and of course our custom is to have at least the first night, it's a machloket among the chachamim. The first night mainly to say, you do the simanim, what we call the signs, the fruits, vegetables, we eat it, we say yiratzon, Kadosh Baruch Hu, do this for me, do that for me, while it's eating it. Why you have to eat it? You don't have to eat it, you can pray. You can say it. You say, "Yotzem v'fanecha Hashem, I want this, I want that." I says, "You have a text in the Machzor, in the Siddur, you have a text. What you eat?" He says, "You say, I eat this, and hopefully because I eat this, Hashem will grant me with this." So what difference does it make? What difference does it make if you eat it? If you want to pray, pray. And also, it's not going to help, really. Really, it's not going to help anything. Because Rosh Hashanah is a day of judgment. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so-called, is making the accounting. So, we will know what is your balance. It's positive or negative. So really, it won't happen if you think what you do now. We should have done before Shana, now, Slichot. Slichot, you can say this, before Shana, Teshuvah. So, you know, you can ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu certain things. But this is the day of judgment already. You have to appear in front of the court now. So now you say, okay, I hope this. Now it's too late. It's too late, and it won't help anyway. Because even if you pray, you shouldn't. You know, this won't do anything. Because right now the balance is here, and you have to know if you're in positive or negative. If Hashem, somebody is negative, what's going to happen? He's going to eat the fruits. One of the things Chachamim say, you know, this is our minhag is to dip an apple in honey or the bread in honey. I said, listen, I hope this year will be a sweet year. It's a very nice thing to say. But again, it's too late now. It's the day of judgment. It's Rosh Hashanah, the day of judgment. If you didn't do anything before, right, this shouldn't help you and cannot help you. So you have to dip it in the honey. This is what is really the secret of this honey that you dip it. So, what? What's the secret of the honey? Yeah, you can't have no time. So you have to dip it in honey. 50 times, says the Zohar, it says in the Torah, that Israel, Eretz Israel, is a land of milk and honey. 60 times. He says, if you ask somebody, he says, what is this business? He says, if you tell me this is a land of oil and diamonds and gold, silver, even copper today with the price of copper. Well, what's the big deal? So honey, he has honey. He has milk. So, Israel has milk. So, not only that, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu when he meets him the first time, this is the first time he sees in the Torah, this is the land of milk and honey. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, I'm going to take Am Israel out of Egypt, and they're going to get to a land, but this land has milk and honey. He says, that's how you're going to convince the people? He's not going to convince the people. As he convinces the people, it's prosperity, high tech. You know, Israel is good, good weather, something good. You tell somebody, you know, nefesh b'nefesh, you go, you advertise. Make aliyah to Israel. Eretz zabat chalav udvash, milk and honey, he says, excuse me. Oh Hashem, even America, milk and honey, plenty. And might be better milk, better honey. You don't go to Israel because it's a land of milk and honey. Here comes the Torah and says to Moshe, tell them, go tell them. 50 times in the Torah, Hashem repeats. In the Torah, this is the land of milk and honey, milk and honey, milk and honey. Milk and honey. Make honey means nothing. Honey, the way it says in the Torah, honey, it's not honey that we know that comes from bees. It's honey that comes from dates mainly. Even though the Gemara says that Russian beings come also from figs, but in the way the Torah counts the seven kinds that Israel, Eretz Israel was blessed with, this is wheat and barley. And the last thing the Torah says, honey. Comes the Gemara, what was honey? Which one were you talking about? The Gemara says, honey means a date. So the Torah should have written a date. If the Torah writes fig, like the Torah writes pomegranate, the Torah writes olive, the Torah should have written date. Because it doesn't write date. In Parashat Ekev, the Torah counts the seven kinds Israel was blessed with. The Torah says, the last one, number seven, is honey. Comes the Gemara and says, what do you mean honey? He says, honey means dates that produces honey. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? The Gemara says, in time of Bet HaMikdash, after Bet HaMikdash, even after second Bet HaMikdash, the Gemara says, people who used to go on the street, they saw dates, and they saw that something coming from the date. And this comes out of the date, looks like honey, and pours on the floor, and you have like a puddle of honey. Dates. Okay, so still the question is, the Torah should have written date. What does it make if the honey comes, certain thing that's called honey, it comes from the date. They said the Torah should have written date, like the Torah wrote other kinds. Said no. When the Torah referred to the word date, to this actual fruit, the Torah calls it honey. Of course, you can find in the Torah the word date also. But not with the Torah describes what Eretz Israel was blessed with. The Torah doesn't say the word date. The Torah does say other fruits, but the Torah wants to say the word date. The Torah changes it, and the Torah refers to date with honey. It says, what is really behind it? What's so important that honey, that this is really what the Kadosh Baruch Hu really means? When he tells Moshe, go tell Am Israel, they're going to come out of Egypt to a land of milk and honey. I said, what do you mean honey? Which honey? The Gemara said, he means dates. Dates. That's so important. No, it's the honey of the date. What's important about the honey of the date? What's important about it? Not important. Comes the Gemara and says, really, we came out of Egypt. So after 1 month, there was no food. And like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us man. For 40 years, we ate man in the desert. And the Torah describes in the beginning the taste of the man. The taste. What was the taste? The Torah says sapichit bitvash, like a cake dipped in honey. It says, what's so important about it to tell you what the man tasted like? Because the truth of the matter is, the Gemara says not. The Gemara says any taste the person wanted to imagine while he was chewing on the man, he had this taste. It doesn't matter what he had in his mind. It doesn't matter. Chachamim said the man had 546 kind of tastes. This is the word matok. Numerical value of the word matok is 546. Habim said you could imagine 546 different kind of tastes. I don't know why. Now in our time you have more than 546 tastes. But the Gemara said that's what the man had. It means like this. Usually a person likes to think that the man was tasteless. But when you put it in your mouth, he thought about ice cream and ice cream. If he thought about meat, it was meat. Fish. Pizza, falafel, pasta, anything. The Torah describes, no. But the man really was like honey. What did it make? Because really, the man can taste anything. But he said, you know, so actually it means if somebody did not think about anything, and he puts the man in his mouth, that's what he tasted. What do you taste? I taste like honey in my mouth. He said, what's important about it? Why Hashem made it this way? And it came from the sky. And it came like rain. And Hashem made sure that it tastes like honey. Comes the Gemara and says, you should know, when Am Yisrael came out of Egypt, the leftover matzah, the leftover dough, they didn't make matzah out of it, they took it out, and lasted 30 days. That 30 days, they ate that leftover dough. Leftover dough was baked on the head, if you remember, it became matzah, says the Gemara. And now every day they took like a crumb, put it in the mouth, a crumb. I said, what do you feel? What do you taste? The same taste of the man. When the man came down, and people gathered the man, and start to eat man, he said, the same taste of that dough that took out of Egypt. Amazing. He took a dough out of Egypt, so it became matzah. Matzah is not honey. Matzah is matzah. The man says, no. They tasted in that matzah that was made from the dough they took out of Egypt, tasted the same taste of the man, honey. Why? What is this? Hashem is making that everything tastes like honey. For why it tastes like honey? What is the idea of this honey? Chachamim tell us like this. Chachamim tell us that Kadosh Baruch Hu made certain things and he created them for a certain reason. The Gemara says you should know in your time if you want to know what the man tasted like. It says this, if you have honey and you multiply the taste 60 times, that taste was the taste of the man. When the Torah says the man tastes like honey, that's what the Torah means. The Torah says if you're going to divide the man by 60 parts, 1/60th of the man is honey. Yeah. Comes the Gemara and says, you should know also, if you want to know what's going to be in Olam Haba, what is this Olam Haba? The Gemara says, it's hard to imagine. The Gemara says, multiply the way you feel on Shabbat by 60 times, this is going to be the same feeling on Olam Haba. 60 times. Hashem made it this way. Why Hashem made it this way? Hashem is to multiply 60 times. What difference does it make? Chachamim tell us the following. You know, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, of course, you put a seed in the ground, a tree grows. When a tree grows, then it produces a fruit. Then the person eats the fruit. So when you eat the fruit, what do you have? And so what you have now is a product that was manufactured by, if we may say, by two entities. It's the earth and the seed that the person puts in. Together became a tree. And now the tree gives you a fruit. It says that goes by all the fruits. Every fruit that you take, and it says, date is different. Date is different. Actually, the fruit, yeah, of course. If you take a date and you eat it, it says that it's like an olive, like any other fruit. But there is an energy inside the date. It's an energy. It is a special energy. The Gemara says date is a very special energy. The Gemara says in one opinion that if a person eats dates, maybe he has to say Birkat Hamazon. It's the only fruit and only other things that grow from the ground that if you eat from it, makes you full like bread. That's how powerful a date is. That's how powerful it is. Gemara said, well, people don't do it, so we don't do it. But the Gemara said, not too far from a person after he ate a few dates, it says, Nabi Katamazon. This is like bread. Like bread. Rambam says you should know that honey that comes from the date, the honey, this is not part of the fruit. This is it's like the energy that comes out. It's pure energy. It's an energy. It's not, you know, if you squeeze the date, it won't come out. You take dates and you squeeze them, won't come out the honey. You'll have like, you know, a squeezed date. But you have date on the tree, all of a sudden you see things dripping on the date. So what is this? It's honey from the date. It says, how do you get this? This is a direct so-called energy from earth that travels from earth into the tree and comes down. It's not a product that was made by earth and the tree. No. It's a direct product from earth. That earth so-called, gives it to the tree, to the day, and then it drips back on the floor. It says, that's the honey. Different thing. Not like any other thing, that if you squeeze an olive, you have oranges. If you squeeze an olive, you have olive oil. Date, the honey that comes from the date is different. That's what the Torah describes. What Eretz Yisrael blessed with, the Torah says the wheat and the barley and the grape and the pomegranate, fig, olive. When the Torah comes to date, the Torah doesn't say date. So what you're blessed with? You're blessed with honey. Which is what is really behind it. Tell you what's behind it. Multiplied by 60 times, this was the man. So what does that mean exactly? You can multiply sweet. So if you have coffee and you put one sugar, two sugar, three sugar, different, make it different. If you put 100 things sugar inside, it tastes like five teaspoons of sugar. But you can make it more sweet. There's no such thing. You can have the whole thing sugar maybe. But if you make a coffee you have 100 teaspoons of sugar in the coffee, it's the same like 5 or 6 or 7. But it's not multiplied by 60. You can multiply by 60. When similar to 60 means, it means energy. It means the energy that the man had. If you divide that man by 60, this is the energy that you have from the date tree, the honey. That's the secret. And that's what the Torah tells us. That Israel was blessed with honey, and not blessed with dates. It's that thing the Gemara described, that people used to walk on the street, used to see like a river, like a paddle. He says, what is this? It's honey. He says, from where? From the tree, from the date tree. He says, because this is really energy. Today also you can buy cans of energy. I don't know what you call it. Oh? No, there's a special thing. It's like a shake or something. Like a shake or something. What do you call this? Oh, doctor, no, what do you call it? You give people they don't want to eat. You give them No.
Five hour.
No, there's special.
In the can, Red Bull?
In the can, in the red can,
Red
no?
Bull?
No.
Ensure.
Ensure what's called? Ensure. Yeah, Ensure.
We don't know this stuff.
Yeah, you should know from that.
Amen.
You should know from this. I give it Hashalom to sick people. That they have no appetite, they don't want to eat anything. So they give them that thing. It's called energy. This is the honey is the energy. Honey is energy. Honey that comes from the egg is energy. I said, what does it mean? It says, multiply these, you're going to have the man. What is the man? He says, come on, I'll tell you what the man is. I'll tell you what, next, I'll explain to you, man. Man is something that came from Shamayim. I said, let me go a little bit back. He said, we came out of Egypt, we took leftover dough, and it became matzah, and we took for 30 days a crumb. We ate the crumb. Crumb in the morning, crumb in the afternoon. Talking about millions of people walking in the desert. 1 month lasted the dough. So the Gemara says, what did you taste? He says, I taste the same thing that I tasted later the month. Honey. The Torah says, you should know the man is honey. So what the Torah has to tell you, the man is honey. Says the Gemara, the Torah wants to tell you. Says the Gemara, tell you what the Torah wants to tell you. The Torah wants to tell you that man is honey. If you multiply honey by 60 times, that's the energy of the man. And when Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell Am Yisrael, they're going to, it's called Eretz Zavat Chalav Udash, the land of honey, that's what it means. It means you're going to have honey over there. I said, where are you going to have honey there? Why not honey? I don't need honey. You don't understand. Honey is the thing, the dough that you took out of Egypt that became matzah. That was enough, just a crumb. In the morning, crumb in the afternoon, for 30 days, you didn't have to go and buy any food. You didn't need any food. You got the energy from that thing. Later, 40 years, the man in the desert was enough. It doesn't matter. I mean, you wanted, you could have taken the man, the Torah says, and grind it, and cook it, and fry it. Doesn't matter what you want. But actually, you didn't have to do anything. The Gemara says, just, you know, you take a little bit of man, put it in your mouth, it's enough. You're not hungry? Says the Gemara, says, you didn't have to go to the bathroom. You didn't have to go to the bathroom and do nothing. It says, you have the energy for 40 years in the desert. 40 years, what did you live on? Energy food. What is this? Honey. What is this? The man. That's the secret. That's Eretz Zavat Chalav Udash. The Gemara says, you should know, Eretz Israel is called Eretz Zavat Chalav Udash. It says it's a land that produces milk and honey. So the milk is also, it's a whole secret in the milk that you have in Eretz Israel. It's a different milk that you have in America. Different milk. The Gemara says, it's a different milk. It says the animals that eat the grass in Eretz Israel, the milk has a different energy. What do they say today? Dairy is not healthy, dairy is not healthy. It's true. In America, dairy is not healthy. In Eretz Israel, if you have in your backyard your own goat and your own sheep or your own cow, and you have this milk, that is special energy in the milk. Special energy in the milk. Because the milk is the same concept as this honey that comes from the dairy. It's the same concept. And that's really the whole secret of the honey. That the Torah says 50 times, the Torah says, the land, Eretz Zabat Chalav Udvash. 50 times. Because the number 50, says the Zohar, is a spiritual number, an energy number. It's a very special number. It says Mashiach is supposed to come on Yovel, on what we call the 50th. On the 50th. Gemara says Mashiach, really the date. The date that Kadosh Baruch Hu designated for Mashiach. Says the Gemara, the Motzei Shviit, after Shemitah. The Zohar says what it means, after Shemitah means after Yovel. Yovel is the 50th year after Seven Shemitah. It's called Yovel HaGadol. It says 50 times Hashem tells us in the Torah, you should know, I am telling you, this land is Eretz Zabat Chalav Udvash. 50 times Hashem tells us in the Torah, remember you came out of Egypt. 50 times says the Zohar. 50 times, says the Zohar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to keep Shabbat. 50 times in the Torah it says, keep Shabbat, keep Shabbat, keep Shabbat. Says the Gemara. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to feel something. He wants you to know why he gave you Shabbat. It says, Shabbat is not because Hashem wants us to keep Shabbat. Hashem doesn't care less, says the Gemara, if you keep Shabbat or not keep Shabbat. Hashem gave us Shabbat as a privilege. What's the privilege? If you feel pleasure on Shabbat, and you want to know what's going to be in Olam Haba, multiply that feeling that you have, that's going to be Olam Haba. So it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to keep Shabbat. Who wants to see if we interested in Olam Haba. So if you keep Shabbat, it means why you keep Shabbat. It's not don't do or do. That means nothing. Hashem doesn't care less if we do or we don't. But to do and not to do is only that you feel something inside you. You feel something in the Chadoni. You feel something in Baruch Hu and Baruch Shalom. He says Nishmat Kol Chai. You have to feel something inside you. You feel something. If you feel it, you're on the right track. Multiply this feeling by 60 times. This is Shabbat. This is Olam Haba. So for this Hashem gave us. Hashem made that should come honey from the date tree, not because we have to have a date or because we have to have this. It says, listen, Esther was blessed with seven kinds. Number seven is not the date. Number seven is the honey. That after you eat all these things, and you come and you have a date, it says, no, it's not the date. It's the energy of the date. The energy of the date is the honey. The honey represents the energy that we got from the man. It says, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. It's not, you know, Hashem made the date should give honey. It says, this is an energy thing. Energy thing is like a spiritual thing. Like the man was in the desert. He says this honey is an energy. It's a spiritual thing. It comes directly from earth to the date. It comes out as honey. This is the secret of honey. Of course, we have honey from a bee. It's also this something very similar to that. Otherwise, we were not allowed to eat to have honey from the bee. The Gemara says you're not allowed to have milk from camels. Not allowed to have milk from donkeys. You don't allow to have anything that comes out from a non-kosher creature. This is the Gemara. Well, how are you allowed to have honey? Bees? Bee is not kosher. You can have a bee. You eat a bee, it's a very big scene. And the Gemara says, well, comes honey from the bee. The Gemara says, no, it's a special pipe. The way it's being produced, it just goes via the bee, but it's not being manufactured by the system of the bee. The same idea as the honey of the date, the same honey from the bee. Hamim said, you should know this is what Israel is blessed by. That Israel produces energy. Produces energy, and says that's going to be, you know, one day you can be Mashiach, be Olam Haba. He says, now you know what you're up to. He says, Hashem blessed Eretz Israel, you can have it only in Eretz Israel. You can have this kind of energy outside of Eretz Israel. Hamim said, you should know this is really. Now you can understand a little bit. It's mitzvah of Bikurim. So the first fruit that grows, you go to give it to the kohen, you give it to Beit HaMikdash. The fruit is, what is this all about? What's all about? It says, you don't tell the kohen, listen, I have a present for you. No. It's a text that you have to read when you bring Bikurim. Rambam calls it even Vidui Bikurim, it's a confession. So you come and say, listen, once upon a time, my grandfather, his name was Yaakov, and he was chased by Laban. In the end, he ended up in Egypt, and we were in Egypt, and we were suffering so much in Egypt, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took me out, and he brought me to this land, Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash. Now, I just want to bring you something. He says, you see what this is I have for you. I have a present for you. I want to show you something. This is one of the seven kinds that I bring to you. It's not the fruit. Is the energy that you get from the fruit. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, says Dari, he created energy. The energy HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the food. But when you eat, what you have to have in mind is the energy, is not the food. Says the Rambam, if you give yourself the same food that you give your horse, you're never going to get sick. Because the horse does not have desire for food. The horse eats because he needs energy. A person should train himself, says the Rambam, that before, when you're hungry, it's not because your stomach wants food. It's because you need to have energy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put energy in the food. So, when we go to Bikurim, Chachamim says, it says, well, you know, the idea is not to go all the way from up north, he goes to Yerushalayim, he brings the basket. He says, how much you have to bring? Nothing. One grain of pomegranate. You bring it. Why do you have to bring it to the coin? It's a joke. No, it's to show that you are interested in so-called energy food. As the Gemara says, this is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to know, that the purpose that we eat is not to fill our stomach because we're hungry, it's because we have to have energy. It's a mitzvah. Before a person sits down and eat, he has to know. That's why I'm eating now, because the food tastes good now. Because the taste is the energy, says Dari. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to have energy. So the taste, says Dari, is the energy of what you get from the food. But it's not to eat, it's just to supply energy inside you. And this is the mitzvah of Bikurim. Kam Chachamim say, you know what? If that's the case, we tell you something. People don't understand if it's a bring, multiply it by 60 times. 60 rings a bell. Or 60. Or honey is 1/60th of the month. Which is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he wants a person to know something, he produces 1/60th of the thing in order for you to understand. It's easy to multiply by 60 to feel it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Shabbat. Multiply 60 times, it's Olam Haba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara said, gave a person a dream. The Gemara says, a dream is 1/60th of a prophecy. And so the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have this level, so-called high level of spirituality, of spiritual feeling, energy. You have to be an energy. Person has to be an energy. I said, therefore, this is really the mitzvah of Bikurim. That you come to the Tamim Gidash and say, here, I give it to the coin. And he said, you understand the concept. I hope you see. I'll see you next year. Because this is a change of a concept. It's not that I have the food in order to eat the food. I have the food in order to have energy. This is a different concept. That's called a spiritual life. Spiritual life. So this is the Shabbat. As you keep Shabbat, because you keep Shabbat, because you show a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm interested to have a spiritual life. It's going to be Olam Haba, the spiritual life. This is what you're going to eat over there. I'm going to eat over there. The Gemara says, I'm going to eat man over there. This is the same thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu trained us in the desert. And 40 years we had man. Kadosh Baruch Hu could have planted trees for us, could have given us every day something else to eat. Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to give us man. Says the Gemara, this is so-called the fuel of the angels, Lechem Avirim. It's the fuel of an angel. As Moshe Rabbeinu says, I was in Shamayim, I didn't eat and I didn't drink for 40 days. Says the Gemara, says, okay, Moshe, how did you survive? Well, there are 120 days without stop. It's really, how do you survive? The Gemara says, how long can you go on Ta'anit? How long can you go on Ta'anit? You won't tell me 120 days you didn't eat nothing? And you're still alive? Of course could be. The Gemara says, no. Moshe had the same thing what the man was made from. This is that ingredients. It's the fuel of an angel, of the angels. This is called a spiritual life. So that's what people have in Gan Eden. That's what people will have in Olam Haba. This is the mitzvah of Bikurim, says Chachamim. That's the mitzvah of Bikurim. So Chachamim said, you know, before Rosh Hashanah, Ezra came and says, you know, read this parasha. What's this parasha? So the parasha have 98 curses. I say, well, you want to know what the root of the curses? What's the root of the curses? The Torah says, "Tachat asher lavat Hashem Elokecha besimcha." It says, you did not worship, you did not keep the mitzvot with happiness. What difference does it make? The Chachamim says, Ari, well, he shakes the lulav, he sits in the sukkah, hears the shofar, eats the matzah. He says, you don't understand. You have to be very happy when you do a mitzvah. Why? Because that shows that you're interested in spiritual life. If you just do the mitzvah because Hashem said it, Hashem never meant it. Hashem doesn't care less, as the Gemara. If you eat kosher food, you don't eat kosher food. If you slaughter an animal, you don't slaughter. How you slaughter, see, Hakadosh Baruch Hu cares, he doesn't care. But Hashem gave us the mitzvot in order to train us to be happy when we do a mitzvah. That says, Dari, if you're not happy, you miss the whole boat. You missed it. Hashem doesn't care less. You put tefillin, or you put tzitzit. He doesn't care. You keep Shabbat, you don't keep Shabbat. He doesn't care. But when you do it, you have to be happy. It means it shows that you really like it very much. Like it very much means it goes to the energy, it goes to the life of energy, the spiritual life. Hashem, that's what the Torah says. That's what the Torah said. It's, you know what, you read the curses before Rosh Hashanah. He said, let me tell you something. Before Rosh Hashanah, you have to come to that concept in your head that you're here to have energy life, not just physical life. This is here, you need the physical life, like you have to eat physical. But really, what you should have in mind is to have in mind the energy from the food. It's not the food. I don't want the food. I want the energy of the food. I want to survive. Says the Rambam, that you do a mitzvah like this. This is when the Rambam says, if you just eat because you're hungry, so, okay. But if you eat because you want to have energy for yourself, that's a mitzvah already. Because when you need energy, energy means energy life. Energy life means that you want to have the spiritual life. The Rambam said, you do a mitzvah when you eat, you do a mitzvah. That's Ezra, and that's what the Gemara says. Before Rosh Hashanah, 2 weeks, you must read this parasha. Who do you read this parasha? It says, curses, curses, curses. I said, what's the curses? This is because you're not happy. I don't know if I told you, Kreuzenburger Rebbe, I told you that my concentration, I said. He said he was in concentration camp because he did not do the mitzvot with happiness. So what big deal, he didn't. So, for this, he don't go to concentration camp. It means he didn't have enough happiness when he made a mitzvah. He says, Hashem wants you to be very happy when you do a mitzvah. Why does Hashem care less? Because it shows that you really want to have a spiritual life. Because the mitzvot were given to us not to do the mitzvot, to enjoy the mitzvot. Why to enjoy the mitzvot? Because it's called Olam Haba. In Olam Haba, you have just enjoyment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvot. I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Shabbat. So the Gemara says, Shabbat is very important. What's so important about Shabbat? What's important? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Shabbat, big deal. No. Hashem said, I have a present for you. What's the present? Shabbat. My present, Shabbat for me is not a present. Shabbat for me is a burden. I can do this, can do that. What do I have to do this? I'd rather do what I want. That's my pleasure, Shabbat. You don't understand. It's not the pleasure of what you think. It's the pleasure that you have to feel. Hashem granted you Shabbat. He said, if you keep Shabbat the way it's supposed to keep Shabbat 100%, then you feel something says that inside you. That feeling multiplies 60 times. That's all I'm about. For this Hashem gave us. And that's really what we do. We say, the Simonim and Rosh Hashanah, you take the fruit and you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'zchut this, I eat this fruit, you can do this for me, you can do this for me. You dip the apple in the honey. And I say, why in the honey? What's this honey? And says, honey is a symbol of spiritual life. That's a different concept now. So forget about the balance sheet. Come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rosh Hashanah and you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, forget about happiness here. Last year, I ate because I was hungry. I ate because I love the food. This year, I'm telling you, I'm trying to train myself to eat because I need energy. I want to live on energy. So the Gemara, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to do it in the desert, to give man to our fathers in the desert, like this, they could feel high level of spirituality, like this, they can study, they can learn, they won't be with other things. But this Hashem made it, didn't have to go to the bathroom. That's it. Pure, 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 holy, holy, holy. This is the life Hashem designated for us. On Rosh Hashanah was the day of creation of mankind. Chava and Rav Marishon, they ate from the tree. The Torah says, why you eat from the tree? The Torah describes Chava looks at the tree and says, oh, so good, it looks so good, it must taste so good, I have to eat it. So the downfall of Rosh Hashanah was, they ate not because they wanted to have energy. They ate because they just wanted to have good food. Says Rosh Hashanah, say Chachamim, it's just the opposite. Whatever you eat in Rosh Hashanah, we should have in mind that we eat it for the energy. We don't eat it for the taste. We need with the taste we need for our energy. It should be like man, like in the desert. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. Go tell Am Yisrael, listen, you're going over there to a land of energy. For this, person brings Bikurim, he read from the text, he says, listen, I was a slave in Egypt, we were slaves in Egypt, now Hashem took us out and brought us to this land. So this is the land of honey. So what David does make, what call this land? He says, no, you don't understand. He says, the Gemara, if you feel very, very well, it's hard to imagine a spiritual life. Kach darkah shel Torah, Mishnah Perkei Avot says, listen, don't give your body what you want all your life. The body wants this. It's far away from spiritual life. You have to have something in mind. There's something in mind, says the Gemara, is a Rubi Bnei Aniim. Excuse me, Shvayim Tetzet Torah. The Gemara says, you know, remember, a poor person has a bigger chance that his son will be a scholar. Because the rich man, the Gemara says, well, he's busy, and the boy has everything, so he's already sinking in all the pleasures. It's going to be very hard for him to imagine what we call a spiritual life. So the Gemara says, a poor person, a beggar, has nothing, so what can I lose? Go to yeshiva. Go to yeshiva, say Tehillim Bet HaKnesset. Another person, he has no time for this, he's busy with other things. As in the text, when you bring Bikurim, you tell the Kadosh Baruch Hu, tell the Kohen, listen, the Kadosh Baruch Hu put us in Egypt, and we suffered, came Moshe Rabbeinu one day, and says, okay, we're going. He says, where are you going? To America? He says, no, we're going to a land of honey. He says, land of honey, what does that mean? A spiritual life. He says, it's better to have a spiritual life than to be a slave in Egypt. Because if we would have a good life in Egypt, we would never have left Egypt. He says, we stay in Egypt. Who needs to go to Israel? I don't even know what it means, spiritual life. So Shoshana, that's the secret of the honey. It's deeper and deeper. And say, listen, I know this honey resembled the man. This honey resembled spiritual life. This is what you gave us in the desert for preparation to multiply the Shabbat, to multiply it 60 times. Multiply it, prepare us for this, that was called spiritual life. Mashal Kam Rabbi Minam.